This is the Daily Game Addiction for March 23rd, 2006, Episode 3.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
And welcome to the Daily Game Addiction. My name is Luke, and we are covering the Game Developers Conference in San Jose, California. Let's go ahead and get into our gaming news. We had a big day today, so let's get started. Our first news story, Aegea releases the first physics processor today. Aegea Technologies Incorporated, a developer of hardware-accelerated physics for games, released its first physics processor today. The processor, named PhysX, will be used mostly to accelerate dynamic physical motion and interaction in games. Some examples are shrapnel from objects, foliage rubbing against characters, and cloth that drapes around items. Already, there are over 60 software developers and publishers supporting the PhysX processor. The processor will be on boards for the Dell, Alienware, and Falcon Northwest systems immediately. A full release is expected in May. Our next news story, Nintendo to create developers' kits for educators. Nintendo of America and Freescale Semiconductor, an operator of the Game Technology Organization, are working together to create a development kit to be placed in classrooms. The team will develop a bundle with the programming software Code Warrior and the GameCube development hardware. The group hopes that this will provide resources that teach students game development fundamentals on the kinds of closed system platforms most commonly used in the industry. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our big speaker notes for today. The first speaker note was, Behind the Game, What's Wrong with Serious Games? It was a roundtable with James Paul Gee of Tashia Mortgage, professor of reading at the University of Wisconsin, Ben Sawyer, co-founder of Digital Mill, and Henry Kelly, the president of the Federation of American Scientists. On the third day of the Serious Games Summit, the roundtable started with Ben Sawyer telling developers that they must face the facts when they make a serious game. He continued by discussing how many developers think serious games are a joke and will fail. Though the industry is very small, it does have the opportunity to work out. The group talked about why serious games fail because of lack in funding with education lobbyists and time being the key factors. James Gee added remarks by discussing what makes games in content and that if you had a paradigm or a specific direction, your game has a chance to succeed. The next speaker was An Introduction to Casual Games with over 20 industry experts. A whole day summit of casual games ended yesterday with much to be discussed. The summit began with the explanation of what casual games are. It followed by how to make casual games profitable with Seattle-based PopCap Games representative James Wurtzman. He talked about the many ways people who sell games on websites can make money. Most examples were through memberships, on-site ads, and purchasing the full version of the game. He later talked about the rise in skill games and games where the players pay to try to win prizes while the developers get a cut of the money. Shelley Oliva of IDC talked about how women and older people are becoming casual gamers. She later talked on how too many choices may become a problem for the casual gamer. Juan Grill of Joju Games continued the conversation by saying that casual games should continuously reward the player. He also talked on games having their own personality. The summit ended with PopCap's San Francisco studio general manager, David Rohl, talking about how the use of teams of 3 to 5 people to create a casual game. With such a small group, it brings less risk in the game's creation and gives the team a sense in ownership in that game. The next speaker notes comes from Success Factors of One Button Casual Mobile Gaming by Q.C. Lee, president of GameEvil. Q's company, GameEvil, is widely known in South Korea as a successful cell phone game maker, and Q came to the conference to talk about the success of the company has had with One Button Games. Q Q talked about the thought process of making a one-button game. The three main steps of the successful are ease of play, addictiveness, and productivity. He commented that productivity meant that his company could release games in less than 10 months. He later said that the difficulties of making these games are getting word of mouth, while a lower price for the game helps. Our final and biggest conference speaker was the GDC keynote, PlayStation 3 Beyond the Box, with Phil Harrison, president of Sony Computer Entertainment. The first keynote of the conference was held today, and it was big. It began with Phil talking about the success that Sony is having with the PlayStations and PlayStation Portable. He then gave the floor to David Jaffe of God of War fame to announce the new God of War 2 will be released on the PS2 and will be at E3. Phil returned to announce the dev kits for the PSP will now be $5,000. He also commented that the PSP camera and GPS will be out in September and October, respectively. Next, it was announced that the PS3 would have full PS2 back compatibility and some of other items previously known about the hardware. He also told developers that the final SDK for the PS3 will be released in June. Sony will also plan to create 1 million PS3 units each month. Phil then gave the floor to the Havoc Group, makers of the most used ragdoll physics engine, to show off the PS3's capabilities. Phil came back onto the show off the new network platform to combat with Xbox Live. The network is co-developed with Sony Online Entertainment and will be worldwide. Sony will be releasing an SDK of the network next week. Finally, Sony showed off more demos for the PS3, such as the new Ratchet & Clank game, to whet the appetites of many of the developers. After the keynote, Phil commented that all PS3 games will need a hard drive, and that the final version of the controller for the system will be shown at E3 in May. Well, that's it for this day. Go ahead and you can check out our show notes and let's read off what I just talked about at our website. That's www.gameaddicthotline.com. Also, you can go down to Podcast Alley or Podcast Pickle or Yahoo Podcasts and subscribe to our regularly weekly show or the continuation of this show. But that's going to be it for today. I will see you tomorrow with big news from Nintendo. Bye, guys. Come on.